He's calling, wake up, child. It's your time to shine. You were born for such a time as this, such a time as this.
My point is, there's nothing to substantiate that. And they put the Book of Mormon above the Bible. That's apostate. That's unbiblical. We should speak the truth in love. I want to shock somebody so much they shock them out of that religion. Because they test it and they check it. Jesus did it. I am the only way, only life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. Not Buddha, not Muhammad, not Hare Krishna, not Joseph Smith, not Brigham Young. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. Not the papacy, not the Roman Catholic Church. You want me to keep going? I am the only way right there. That's the line of demarcation in the sand.
Thank you for joining us here at Westside Christian Fellowship, located in Leona Valley, California, 1 hour north of Los Angeles. Today's message on Regaining Lost Ground kicks off a special new series from Pastor Shane called Through the Bible. The first sermon in this series, Who Did This? Genesis 1. Protestant Reformation leader Martin Luther was once quoted as saying, "Now if I believe in God's Son and remember that He became man, all creatures will appear 100 times more beautiful to me than before. Then I will properly appreciate the sun, the moon, the stars, trees, apples, as I reflect that He is Lord over all things. God writes the gospel not in the Bible alone, but also on trees and in the flowers and clouds and stars." Do you believe in the inerrancy of God's living word? We are thirsting for wisdom while drowning in information. God's word has never been more relevant, from critical race theory and racism to truth, transgenderism, and tolerance. God's word is crystal clear on all these issues. Join us today for a timely and, most importantly, relevant message from Pastor Shane as he begins a provocative and life-changing series, Through the Bible. Regaining Lost Ground is sponsored by the generous supporters of the ministries of Westside Christian Fellowship. For more information, visit us online at westsidechristianfellowship.org. We also encourage you to hear more truth from Pastor Shane with the Idleman Unplugged weekly podcast. And please be sure to follow us on most social media platforms. And now, from Westside Christian Fellowship in Leona Valley, California, here's Pastor Shane Idleman.
Do not trust in your own understanding. Do not trust in your own understanding. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God. And because here's the thing with faith. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. So I see something. How many of us are saying right now, this is not going to work out well, Lord? I'm not too hopeful on September 14th. If you can rig a national election, you can probably play some games with the state election too. Sorry, I won't go there. But you can see things I don't see. I don't see. There's not a lot of hope. I don't see things aren't going good, or your kids aren't walking with the Lord. I don't see. See, we look at how we see and what we think is going to happen. God sees the big picture. That's why He says, "Trust in me. Have faith." Faith is the evidence of things not seen. Lord, I can't see it, but You can. So I trust in You, not in our economy, not in the military, not in the news. I trust in You and You alone. I have faith in You. And then you walk out that faith. And by walking out that faith, you respond to things. You don't react. You don't live like the world lives. You don't live in fear. You look to God and His word. And then before I start Genesis 1, the last scripture that's so important, and I love reading the scriptures because a lot of people are really, they don't know the scripture, so when they see it, really the light comes on. But Romans 1:20 is huge. I did choose the English Standard Version. I've memorized before the New King James and the King James. For the invisible attributes are clearly seen. And this one, though, really speaks to the issue as well. For His invisible attributes, God's attributes, who He is, namely His eternal power, meaning what is His eternal power? Creation, His ability to create, and His divine nature have been vaguely perceived. They have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so that people are without excuse. So here's your answer when people say, "What about that poor little boy in the jungles of Africa who've never heard about Jesus?" God's invisible attributes are clearly seen. God will reveal himself no matter where a person is. They're without excuse. That's why a person is without excuse. Because God, it's clear. What people with a thinking mind can see, I'm not God. I'm a speck of dirt on this planet. I need to know who you are. And that's why God gives visions and dreams to many in the Muslim countries or those in Africa or in jungle. They'll see, they don't know exactly Jesus' name, but they see, or God will reveal himself to those who are truly seeking. They're without excuse. But Romans goes on to say, but they suppress the truth in all ungodliness. It's like pushing a ball underwater. They, you know, that have you ever done that in the pool? And that boy, I've got nailed a couple times right in the chin with a basketball. And that's what we're going to, and so suppressing the truth, the more you begin to suppress the truth, God says, I will give them up to a depraved and corrupted mind. I begin to compare what was on the media 30 years ago to now, and it's demonic and perverted. It's unbelievable. Think about how far. I mean, even, let's go 40 years. I Love Lucy, Leave It to Beaver, bathing suits, one piece from neck to ankle. Right? The women were in an ankle in their little umbrellas. And there's just, but then they slowly, and now you got Lil Nas X on YouTube saying he's pregnant and putting his blood into his shoes, and Billie Eilish or whatever her name, these videos, or Weekend, whatever. And like I watched 10 seconds. I'm like, how do they want this is glorified, perverted, illicit sex in a demonic, satanic atmosphere. And we're worshiping it and we're welcoming. People say, why are we so depraved in America? Let me tell you why. God gives them up to a debased and corrupted mind unless they turn back to him. And so that's the foundation. 20 minutes to get to the Genesis 1. And on Genesis, I think it's important to read a lot of the scriptures. We're going to put them up on the screen. It was a daunting process putting this together because I want to I just don't want to throw something together. You know, I want to be prayed up. Lord, what do you want to speak to us? And probably 15, 20 hours this week, just pouring into this and verse by verse in this sense. But then I also have ellipses. Do you know what that is? Those three periods. And that's where maybe I'll take out a couple portions of scripture because it's kind of repetitive. It's just saying the same thing. And so we get to the point a little bit quicker. But Genesis 1 opens with this. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, who? God created the heavens and the earth. So see, if it has to start there. That's where most people get off track or on track. If you're off track in the very first verse of the Bible, the rest is going to fall apart. Well, I don't know about that, Shane. You know, I can't quite buy into that. Well, that's a fair question. Take it to God and let him reveal himself to you. But in the beginning, so there was a, that tells me there was a beginning, meaning when time started. It wasn't the beginning of God. And I like, my daughters like to ask, well, and can kids ask the best questions ever? You're like, they stump me more time. I'm like, well, let me get back to you on that one. I mean, a while back, they said, well, who created God then, Dad? Well, no one. Well, how no one? How did he come? You know, there's a level of faith there. God was always existed. He actually exists outside of time. He's not a timetable or in a he's not winding down. He's not going to fade away. He lives outside of time. So when he created, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, the time clock started. How do I know that? Because they talk about and in the end. So with a beginning, you have to have the end. So in the beginning period, whenever that was, God created the heavens and the earth. And then verse 2, the earth was without form and void. And I did a Hebrew word study on those. Basically means without shape, without character, without any type of like we couldn't live on it, that's for sure. It was just this blob of darkness and mass of planets and different things. And so it was without form, it was void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God... We just sang about the Spirit of God. It's in first, second verse here. The Spirit of God is so important. Don't be afraid of the Holy Spirit. So many people say, I don't want to get weird. No, you don't want to get weird, but you want to get filled. You want to get filled with the Spirit of God. That's biblical. Paul said, be ye filled with God's Spirit. Can you imagine the Spirit of God controlling you in these dire times when you can walk into government officials and stand your ground and say things in love and know that persecution is coming, know that the times are getting difficult, but because I'm filled with the Spirit of God, the pressure on the outside is not greater than the strength on the inside. I'm able to hold back the tide of darkness because the Spirit of God is residing in those who love Him and are filled with Him. That's how you change the nation. That's how you change the church. You're filled with God's Spirit. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Now you ready to get controversial? How old is the earth? Every time I talk about this, people send me books. Either from Ken Ham or Hugh Ross. Thank you. We've talked about this before. So they're both on fully different sides of the spectrum. The age of the earth. And actually, believe it or not, a lot of it has to do with what we just read. There's something called the gap theory. The gap theory, meaning is there a gap? Because God lives outside of time. So in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He created it. So could it have kept like that for millions of years? Because he lives outside of time. Could it? I mean, that, you know. You want to know my thoughts? Don't worry, I'm getting there. I'm a little opinionated. I'll just sum it up. How's that? It goes back to the question. Nobody has perfect theology. I mean, the best theologians in the world are divided. Could it be a long period of time in this first verse? I guess it could, sure. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But once God starts his creative order, I see literal days. Because on the seventh day God rested, and he gives us a seventh day to rest. The evening and the morning were the first day. And so just the reading, I've looked at the Hebrew word yom, could mean decades, could be a period of time. But I also look at the language, the sentence structure, the order of things. But then you get to part where like Adam set and named all the animals and couldn't find a helpmeet. It's like, well, did he name all the animals in a one day like that? I mean, there's some thinking that goes on. But in my opinion, okay, sure, there could be a long, long, long period of time here. Do I personally think so? No, I don't personally think so. I think God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and darkness, and then God began his creative order. However, it's not a hill to die on. And some people have got really mad at me on, Shane, if you think that, then you're encouraging evolution. No, I'm not. I'm not saying people evolved. I'm just saying, let Scripture speak for itself. And people say, but look at how old the earth looks. Well, how old did Adam look when he was 1 second old? Let me grab the dust of the earth, breathe in him, became a living being. How old does he look? 30? Well, he doesn't look 9 months. Come on, guys. So God created Adam like that. So he looks 30. So if you see him go, no, he's got to be 30 years old. So I'm not buying that how it looks. Of course, God creates something. It's not going to look fresh and new necessarily. It's going to look like his point of creation. So my point is, those who believe in like a gap theory or the earth could be millions or billions of years old, it's not necessarily a hill to die on. Now, if they use it to promote evolution, yeah, that's not good. And that's where Ken Ham always goes. He always thinks that these guys are promoting evolution, and I don't think that. But then I read Hugh Ross, and he gets a little out there and some weird stuff. And I don't quite understand where he's coming from a lot of things. And so we have to realize both men are fallible. God's word is not. I just take it to mean in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He knows how. What does it got to do with? Why do we want to argue about it? The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the earth, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Okay. And then isn't it interesting? Isaiah 40:22 said the circle of the earth, the circle of the earth. I don't know if I want to touch on this one. Should I touch on this one? Gosh. You guys know where I'm going, don't you? If I get another flat earth pamphlet mailed to me, my friends work at NASA. NASA's not of the devil. Astronauts have taken pictures. You see current pictures now from Google Earth. You can see it's a spirit's round. Do I even need to go any further? Okay, as long as you know where I stand. Please do not start watching everything on the YouTube. Earth is flat. George W. Bush planned the Twin Towers. I mean, come on. You give me a break. Job 26:7, God hangs the earth on nothing. Isaiah 40:22, God stretches out the heavens like a curtain. And they still think the universe is expanding. Isn't it interesting? The size of the universe. And see, I could have spent another two sermons here. It's just so hard to find out where it's. Do you know how long it takes light to travel to the moon? 1,001, 1,002. 2 seconds. I think it's like 156,000 miles per second. But to get to the end of the universe, I don't remember, I'm not going to say it because it's some crazy number, like 400 million years. Don't quote me, please. I'm just, you know, trying to go off. But how the moon's right there, and then how the expansion of the universe, it's just incredible. And so I'm not going to have some scientist who is with air tell me he knows how to measure the speed of light across the entire universe and gauge how old it is. I'm not quite trusting that. I'm going to trust God and say, Lord, whatever it is, I don't know how old it is exactly. Looking at your word, I would assume that these are literal days. When God said, let there be light, verse 3, there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were... See, I can't put that in a million years. There's just no way I can do that personally. So the evening and the morning were the first day. And again, I already talked to you about this. God gave his example of resting on the seventh day and our example to rest on the Sabbath. So many other things. I mean, I could have spent probably another 15 minutes on the age of the earth, but I don't think it's where we need to spend our time right now. Then verse 6, then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God called the firmament the heavens. So the evening and morning were the second day. So this, nobody's clear either, but it appears that there was some type of canopy, some type of expansion of the sky. There was something different because even Noah's in the flood, the great deep opened up. There's a cataclysmic type of event that happened. And then God said, let the waters under the heavens, so the waters, be gathered together into one place. And then let the dry land appear. So it appears that the waters were one place and the land was one place. Look at a globe. What does it look like? The land was created. So you can't see, and when you take tectonic plates and those plates move on a massive scale, God opens the deep. And these plates move, what do? They push against each other and form something called mountains. Folded mountains or box mountains or different volcanic mountains can form as well. So you see, all this is consistent with creation. That's why, it's just amazing. For example, let's just take an example. You take the Book of Mormon, you can't find one single location mentioned in the Book of Mormon. Not a piece of weaponry, not a city, nothing. It's almost like it's a fable. And please hear my heart. People get upset. That might upset somebody. Why do you mean to people? That's not mean. That's telling the truth. You better get your definition correct, because we are living in times right now where the line of demarcation is being drawn in the sand. And we've got to speak the truth in love. That's actually, I believe it's cowardly not to say anything. If you say it with the right heart, with the right motive, with the right tone, of course you're going to be poking and making fun. And that might have came across a little too making fun. But my point is, there's nothing to substantiate that. Zero. And they put the Book of Mormon above the Bible. Yet there's nothing in it. And when you go into the teaching, the secret ceremonies of the wedding, that you'll be a god someday, like God, and rule a planet and have celestial sex and have spirit children. That's apostate. That's unbiblical. And so we should speak the truth in love. I want to shock somebody so much they shock them out of that religion, because they test it and they check it. Jesus did it, Shane, when? I am the only way. I am the only truth. I am the only life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. Not Buddha, not Muhammad, not Hare Krishna, not Joseph Smith, not Brigham Young. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. Not the papacy, not the Roman Catholic Church. You want me to keep going? I am the only way, right there. That's the line of demarcation in the sand. If God would fire you up with the Holy Spirit, you'd be bold as well. Because you have to. You have to tell people the truth. I don't know when it was, but I was thinking, it comes up a lot, you know, in our conversation with our kids. And, you know, why say things? People ask, why do you say things, man? You're going to, government's not going to like this. I'd rather die bold and loving the Lord than live a coward. Live all of my life a coward? Now, I want to use wisdom. I don't want to go before my time. But I can't live. The Spirit of God will not live, let you die cowardly. He can't. It's bubbling up. The kids sing that song at VBS. Can't get out of my mind. Bubbling up. You know, it's a Holy Spirit bubbling up inside of you. It comes boldness. How? And I, a lot of these stories, you know, you don't know what to believe out there, but there's some reputable sources that, like, entire churches were wiped out in Afghanistan. I don't know if you know this. But the recordings on the phone of just going in and just shooting them. And they would not deny Jesus Christ. That's boldness. That comes from the filling of the Holy Spirit. The thing that people mock is the thing they need. That filling of the Spirit. And then verse 11, then God said, let the earth bring forth. So actually what you see here is 3 days creating and then 3 days filling the earth. Or so, close to that. Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass. Here comes the grass, here comes the herb, here comes the yield seed, the fruit trees that yield fruit according to its kind. And so God created all the grass, all the herbs, all the trees, all these things. So the evening and the morning were the third day. Okay, so he's getting it ready. Now here comes the creation. Then God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons. So see, seasons are good. For days and for years. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser night to rule the night. So we have the sun and the moon. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Then God said, let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures. If you think, if you're starting to think too highly of yourself, just keep this in mind. You weren't even created yet. He's creating, grass comes before us and herbs and trees. But see, he's getting it ready. He's getting the earth completely ready for his creation. It's just amazing if you really ponder everything. All of you need to remember, in case I forget this, but you are created in God's image. Let that encourage you.
He's calling, wake up, child. It's your turn to shine. You born. He's calling, wake up, child. It's your time to shine. You were born for such a time as this, such a time as this.
You've been listening to Regaining Lost Ground with Pastor Shane Eidelman. You can find more information at westsidechristianfellowship.org. That's westsidechristianfellowship.org. And for all the latest on what God is doing with His ministry here, please be sure to follow us on most social media platforms. Westside Christian Fellowship is located 60 miles north of Los Angeles in Leona Valley, California. Thank you again for listening to today's message of Regaining Lost Ground, where we are reminded daily, times change, truth does not.
I want to hear the Father when He calls. He's calling, wake up. Such a time as this, he's cool.
Regaining Lost Ground is sponsored by the generous supporters of the ministries of Westside Christian Fellowship.